Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's raining in May? Where the heck do I live? Somewhere outside of California?
Ugh, tell me about it. Call me superstitious if you like, but when Monday goes smoothly, Tuesday, I'm on to you.
That feeling when your cat stands at the front door, screaming for his harness so he can go outside for a walk. Who is this beast, Heather, and what have I done?
Consider yourself lucky. My cat nips at me when he's hungry. Bored, angry, happy, and afraid. So basically, I get nipped all day long.
Oh, that's fun. Have such a good day. Oh, hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Well, episode 188. This is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. You know, like life's cruel ironies, but also the joyous moments and, you know, the bittersweet stuff.
And Heather and I walk so you can run, internet.
We laugh so you don't cry. You know, that kind of thing.
That's right. We cry so you laugh. Something, you know, mix the metaphors. It's fine. We're just happy to have you. As you mentioned, Heather, episode 188, we are inching yet further along towards episode 200. which we both have been talking about since like episode 100, where we're like, oh my God, like we're almost at 200.
Hey, girls can dream. Girls can dream about our next palindrome. Well, that wouldn't be a palindrome, but it would still be exciting.
But 191 will be a palindrome, and we are 1, 2, 3 episodes away from that. So how about that, y'all?
Something to look forward to, Sarah. It's always good to have something to look forward to.
Oh, I'll tell you. It really is. There always is.
There's always something
to look forward to.
I even look forward to, like, you know, my coffee in the morning. I mean, it's like I beeline for my coffee maker every morning. And it's kind of like sometimes like my boyfriend will be at the like area where I do my coffee. And I need like a clean workspace, you know, like, in the morning. I need like
the
elbow
chef
room.
Prepare.
Yeah. And like sometimes he'll be there like boiling his water with the kettle. And I'm just like, yo, dude, I'm coming in hot here. Gotta elbow my way in. I gotta make my espresso, and then we can talk. Let's negotiate after that.
I often have that conversation. Well, okay, I'm letting on a little more than I need to, but like there is the conversation that I also have where I'm like, you know what, the chef needs her space. Yes. You want to make something? I'll just make it for you. Out.
Totally.
Get out.
Yeah. Totally.
You know,
totally. And like, how big of a kitchen do you need? It's like, we don't have a huge kitchen, but we don't have a tiny kitchen. But the way it's set up, it's like we kind of get in each other's ways. It's kind of weird. It's like we have a lot of counter space, and then there's like, you know, the stove's in one area. But it's, I mean, he's also kind of a big guy. So I don't know what it is, but I feel like we're walking around in circles.
Yeah. You could have the biggest kitchen in the world, and if two people want like the blender and the food processor that are right next to each other, you're like, all right, get out of my way.
That's true. In fact, the other night, speaking of food processors, I whipped mine out, which I always forget. Again, I always forget I have it because it's like in the cabinet. But dude, I made some homemade pesto from everything from the garden, including some asparagus, because it's totally asparagus season. And it's very exciting.
Asparagus pesto,
So tasty. Yeah. So it was like greens. It was like some spinach from the garden, some chard, asparagus, garlic, you know, the usual, and some, you know, some basil, salt and pepper, olive oil.
Do the toasted pine nuts?
I actually, you know what I do, Sarah? Mm. I actually been experimenting, and I kind of shoot from the hip. This time I did some cashews, and I did the hemp seeds. Have you ever had those? Because they're like hemp seed hearts or something. They're basically full of protein, and they have fat in them. They're kind of like nuts, and they have a nutty flavor, but they're like considered vegan. So I kind of mix those because I like the flavor.
I hope hemp seeds are considered vegan.
Or
I'm, you know, in for a world of hurt. No, I've definitely... I don't have any in my fridge right now. I'm kind of into the chia seeds, but same idea.
Oh, I love chia.
I put them in, you know, smoothies and that sort of thing.
Chia, cacao. I mean, I have all those things. It's funny. This morning I was making my cereal in the kitchen, and I'm in this phase where I mix a lot of different things. And Elijah came down and he commented on how funny I am about my cereal these days, because I put like flax meal in it, and then I'm opening another package. I put chia in there. I'm putting like three different granolas, and then like some muesli, and like I'm opening so many bags.
I'm with you.
It's like a concoction.
Well, and that, okay. So I think you and I are similar in this way where it's like, we love a good bulk section, right?
Yeah, totally.
And so it's like, and so then you have just like a little of everything at home, and you're like, yes, I think this all might work together nicely.
Yep.
And the other person, if there is another person, is like, what is in that? And you're like, no, trust me, it's going to be good. All these things are good.
You know, Sarah, I actually know, some of the bulk numbers by heart, because I get like bulk items. Yeah. So I always forget to write. I'm like, oh, that's 2088. And like my goji berries are like 1983. And I'm like, it's a good year. You know, like I remember it.
You remember.
It was a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
I am, speaking of bulk, and I won't go on and on about this because some of you are like, oh my God, they're talking about bulk items. Kill us.
You may need to have a food show.
If for some reason you're like, what is like the bulk? Like that is where, say you want a pound of steel cut oats. Mm-hmm. You know, like you like get the pound from the store. Maybe you weigh it. Maybe you just eyeball it. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but that could go for flour, sugar, chocolate chips, pasta, lentils, anything. And when you have pasta, a good store rice, that has good bulk, you save money.
Oh, we have a great bulk section.
Yeah, because so many people are like, oh, bulk is like weird and hippie. I just want like to buy the like the brand I know, which is fine. But like if you want to lean into bulk, you just end up cooking at home a lot more and you save money.
You do. The only thing I don't like about it is I have all these random bags of like that aren't like I have to look inside because I have like all these bags of lentils and they're like paper bags. So I can't see inside. And I know I can put them in jars and on the counter and whatnot, which I need to do. I need to like do that whole organization. I just haven't done it yet. But sometimes I'm skeptical of the bulk section because there are days where I'm in a rush and I'm trying to get my mango, you know, my dried mango. Like today, for example, I'm trying to pull out the mango and it like sticks to itself, you know? And I'm one of those people that I'm like, I kind of put my hand in there to like, but I won't touch everything. I just try to, I have to like pull it because I can't get it out. And then I'm like, oh, what if someone with like dirty hands did that? That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Setting a bad example, Sarah.
I'm like, well, that was quite an admission of yours, Heather. I will tell you a funny bulk story. So I know what you mean about the bags because I can't stand that either. In fact, a couple years ago, I guess more or less when I moved into the apartment I live in now, because my kitchen is not like teeny tiny. It's a fully functional kitchen, but it is... It's compact, you know? Mm-hmm. You gotta make do with the space that you have. I bought a bunch of mason jars and I was like, oh, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna like, you know, just like write what it is, you know, on the glass of each mason jar. And like the mason jars are kind of cute and because I have a lot of storage, but I don't have a lot of storage that's behind like cabinets. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is sort of out and about. So I'm like, all right, well, let's sort of make it like a fashion thing if possible. Well, I never really got to the part where I wrote down what everything was. Because, like, once I put, you know, my lentils, my, you know, my oats, my...
You can see it. You can see what they are.
You can see, yeah. It's like, you know, I've got, all sorts of things, you know, orzo and you know, everything that is mason jar appropriate. I was like, yeah, that's fine. So, one day... Wasn't wearing my contacts, and I also wasn't wearing my glasses.
Oh, I remember. I know what this is.
You know the story.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've probably told it before, but probably not in like a couple of years because I was so embarrassed. It never happened again. I learned my lesson. But I was like, I'm peckish. I've got like some like weird veggies in the fridge. Like, let's just like cook up some quinoa and, you know, just kind of like make a little like easy stir fry. You know, you add enough tamari to it, it'll taste good.
Totally.
And, you know... However, 10 minutes later, you know, everything's more or less done. And I'm eating it and I'm like, oh, something's sort of odd. It's not awful, but it's like weirdly crunchy. What have I done? And I, because when you have blurry vision, the steel cut oats and the quinoa look frighteningly similar. Unless you have like black quinoa or something, which I did not.
And quinoa needs to be cooked for like 20 minutes, like 15 minutes.
And quinoa is also like not my favorite grain. I'm going to be honest, but that's a story for another time. But like I'm like, I have it. Let's use it. So basically what I did was I made oatmeal vegetables for dinner. And then ate half of it before I realized what I had done and was just like, that was very strange tasting.
Maybe you need to get yourself some bottle cap glasses. But wait, I have a little sidebar for you. Question.
Yeah.
Do you cook your quinoa in water?
Well, these days, I prefer to cook it in either chicken or vegetable stock.
Yes.
Because it just like adds the sodium, so you don't have to add salt later.
So let me give you a little tip. Okay. Do this next time you do your quinoa. Okay, chicken broth, obviously, and umami. And put the umami powder in like a spice that you like a savory, you probably have something that you love putting it on your cottage cheese or something. Put it in the broth. While it starts to boil, I put umami in mine and it's so much tastier. It like has a lot of flavor. Oh, I love it. I actually love quinoa. And I had the same issue with quinoa, and I don't like it when it's cooked with water, but I obviously it's so much better with broth.
I mean, you could cook it with water and then add, you know, the umami, you know, and for anybody who's like, what are they talking about? It's like basically like a, you know, a salty, savory kind of, you know, like something that you would get in like a Top Ramen package.
Yeah, it's like that's mushroom. Umami. It's sort of like dehydrated mushrooms like some spices and stuff. It's super tasty. And yeah, they put it in ramen and that kind of thing. So other than what we've been eating, Sarah, what have you been up to?
Well, Heather, I've got some news. Hope you're all sitting down, everybody, because I know that I've talked about my, you know, living situation and where I've lived and Airbnb and the highs and lows and the, you know, tribulations of this house. I am moving. I am moving at the end of the month. It is known.
It's a sure thing.
It is happening. And, you know, I have been, you know, I've kind of had, you know, a toe out the door for a while. And for anybody who's, you know, and I've talked about being a renter, you know, ad nauseum. So, you know, when you're a renter, you don't live anywhere permanently until you do. Well, I'm not that person yet, you know, so I'm always kind of like, well, at any moment, you know, got to pack up, move to the next spot. And I'm good at moving, you know.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like moving. Moving is very stressful. It sucks, but I'm good at it. In fact, half of my life never even gets unpacked from boxes because I'm just going to move it to the next, you know, closet that can hold the boxes at the next place.
Totally. You should just never get rid of your boxes, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh.
Haven't you learned?
Some of them are important. But anyway, but yes, it is happening. So
it's kind of a relief, though, in a way.
I would say between, in 1 month from today, I mean, barring any like crazy circumstance, I will no longer live here where I've been doing the show with you for the last three years.
Wow.
And it's overwhelming. In fact, last night I had like these weird like wake up sessions where I was like too hot, you know, needed water, have to pee. And then like I lay in bed and I'm like, what do I pack first? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get the plants out first. I have to save the plants.
God, you're
plants
already first. Starting to do that.
Already starting to do that because, like, it's better if you do it a little bit at a time.
Sure.
Rather than, like if I had to do, you know, the whole thing in a couple of days, way bigger deal.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal if you do it a little at a time. You could say the same thing about, like, cleaning a big house, you know, a little at a time, and then you never feel overwhelmed. But it just feels overwhelming anyway. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to do, full disclosure, is my mother, she's the greatest person ever. She doesn't live super far away from me right now. And I'm not totally ready to like pull the ripcord. I think pull the ripcord would be stopping something. Pull the trigger.
Yes,
on
pull
like
the trigger.
Yeah, on like exactly like what like the next like perfect spot, you know, that is like going to be a long-term thing is.
Yeah.
I don't really know that yet.
And that's okay. None of us do.
And that is okay. And so, you know, I'm going to do that probably like let's get through the summer of 23. That's that's my thought. Let's get through the summer. Because I've got other stuff, you know, there's a wedding I'm going to and, you know, there's a fair amount of travel, you know, I'm going to go down south and see people and that kind of stuff. So we're going to see. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has some great ideas about where I land next and don't say the North Pole, because I'm not going, let me know. HyattHaveSuchAGoodDay.com. But yeah.
I've got some ideas.
Things are in motion, Heath. Things are in motion.
I think that's actually the first. I think this has been looming for so long. It's kind of nice to know for sure and have more of a date. You've got X amount of days. You got to be out. You got to start.
Exactly.
Like the momentum is like kind of exciting because you're moving on. You're going on to like another chapter. And
it is exciting.
Be good stuff.
It can be, you know, moving is not fun. You know, I I think I speak for kind of everybody. It's like the last time you moved, like you look at all your things, like once the things, you know, get taken off the walls, for example, like, you know, like I have like family photos and artwork and stuff. It's like once that stuff comes off the wall, I no longer live at this place.
Yeah.
It's just four walls and mm-hmm. it's time for me to go. It's not mine, you know? Mm-hmm. It was mine, but it's not mine anymore. And yeah. it's like, where do those things, you know, get put up again? You know, and a new plant in the corner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like fun lights. Mm-hmm. And just like, I don't know. I really do feel like this is...
a new beginning.
It's a well, it is, whether yeah. or not I want it to be. But yeah. like, I feel like it can be like a really good, like, restart on... you know, your psyche.
Oh, 100%. Oh, no. Completely. I mean, I think that we're so used to moving and getting that refreshed psyche that it's kind of addicting. It's like, I almost want that again. You know, I mean, the weather definitely has been kind of a damper, no pun intended, here for me, because it's just like, it's just been such a long, dragging winter, and we're in May finally, and we've had some sunny days, but not like a bunch of sunny days in a row.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, I don't know if I can handle this climate. But then I'm like, this has been an unprecedented year. You know, don't go down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I totally like that exciting new feeling of, you know, the world is your oyster. The apartments out there are your oyster. The houses you get to.
Yeah. Get to pick and I choose. Mean, I, you know, for fun all the time, I look at like real estate. Like I'm not even like in the market to buy anything, like mm-hmm. not even close, but, or even like even a rental that I'm not, you know, either like qualified to like, mm-hmm. you know, pay for, or, you know, it's not even a place I would want to live, but it's like, you get into like, okay, what if, you know, like mm-hmm. it feels like Disneyland a little bit for me.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm like,
totally.
Oh, what if I lived there? I have a friend who I may have mentioned on a previous episode, she and her husband and their daughter moved to Arkansas from San Francisco for work reasons and could not be more different. And they were all really like, okay, we're going to do this, you know, and like a lot of the rest of us, you know, friends of theirs were like, are you going to be okay? Nothing wrong with Bentonville, Arkansas. That's where they are. But, but like, you've never even like been in the state of Arkansas. Like you're like, like, you know, kind of like coastal city people, you know, let's put it that way.
That's a different vibe.
It's very different. They love it. They didn't love it at first.
Great.
They now are like, you know what? It's pretty great here.
It takes a little while to sink in.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So, you know, just a reminder, you know, to any of y'all, if you're, you know, on the precipice of moving or, you know, thinking about a new spot, I'd love to know more about it because I don't really know, you know, where my perm sitch is. But I don't know if any of us do. I choose to kind of feel like this is a fun new adventure. Like
I love it.
Maybe I'm being pushed out into that adventure. But like now that I'm in it, I'm going to embrace it. So that's where we are.
It's a great attitude, Sarah. I am all for it. And yeah, I think it's going to be I think you have to just tell yourself it's going to be exciting and it will be. Mm-hmm. I think, we create the energy that we want to have. So I'm happy to hear that you're peppy about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Speaking of pep, I totally had like I mentioned this at the top of the show, but I sometimes think like Mondays and Tuesdays, they'll flip flop, you know, like they're in cahoots with each other, you know, like, and then like they argue, they're like, no, I want to be shitty this week. No, you were shitty last week, you know? And you know, cause it goes back and forth. I usually have like one day at the top of the week that's like a hard re-entry into whatever it is that week, like the theme of the week. And then by like Wednesday, it just kind of, I could take a deep breath and, you know, and then it gets better as the week goes. But yeah, like Monday and Tuesday, it's like when I have a good Monday, which I did this week, and I was like, I was very accomplished. I did some big work projects, that were very daunting. And I just, like, I felt like it, you know, one of those days where you just kind of like wipe your hands, you know, you kind of make that gesture like, oh, I feel really good and very productive. And then, and I was kind of like, I know that I'm kind of superstitious and a bit cynical, but I was like worried about today. I was like, oh no, that means maybe Tuesday is going to be this bomb, you know, the bomb that's going to drop. And yeah, it's been a little bit of a rocky day, but always helps to do the show. So thank you for that. And I will say sort of the highlight of the week so far is I went and saw the new Ari Aster movie. You know, he's the one that did Midsommar, the movie you love so much, Sarah. And he has a new movie called Beau is Afraid. It's with Joaquin Phoenix, and it's a 3-hour movie. No joke. The running time is 2 hours and 59 minutes. But it is such an interesting movie, and it's so good. And it's been like totally on my mind since I saw it. And it's hard to explain. I don't really want to get into it yet. Maybe when you see it, we can talk about it. Or if any of y'all have seen it out there, you know, please email me your thoughts at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. But it is a fascinating movie on so many levels. And I want to see it again, because I'm hearing from a lot of people who've seen it a second time that it's like totally a different experience. And it opens up all these like things that you wouldn't have noticed in the beginning, you know, or in the first viewing. So interesting movie for sure. I highly recommend. It's not for the faint of heart though. It's kind of dark. It's kind of comedic, but in a dark way. There's some horror elements, but I would not call it really horror. It's kind of a strange, like, genre bendy kind of movie. And it's funny, the producers that I worked with on the movie I worked on last year are the producers on this movie. And I knew that. But then I kind of forgot, and then I saw their names in the credit, and I was just like, oh my God, that's crazy. So I'm totally pumped for them, because I think it was a really big feat. What a movie. Anyway,
real quick, you had told me that you're like, I'm going to see the new Ari Aster movie. Are you jealous? Mm-hmm. Heather was joking.
Because
she knows that I hate the movie Midsommar.
But you've seen it twice.
I hated it so much that I watched it twice. You know, like one of those movies where you're like, I am so upset that this movie exists that I have to like do it again to see if I feel differently the next time, because it did leave some sort of an imprint. Yeah. I don't even really know what the imprint is or was, but I mean, it wasn't like a like poorly done movie. It just like rocked me in a, like a bad way psychologically. If you've seen the movie or not, like, you know, no spoilers, but like it's a lot. There's a lot going on.
This is less horror for you, like this. I wouldn't consider this, there's some Ari Aster like horror-y vibes, but it's more of a kind of psychodrama kind of thing.
Well, I thought Midsommar was a psychodrama type thing. Like the like horror part of it, like, well, I don't know. Anyway, neither here nor there. But before you had said that you were going to see the movie, a friend of mine who for whatever reason he said, I went and saw this movie in the theater by myself, just, you know, had a couple hours to kill, 3 hours I guess. And he was like, "Holy fuck. That movie
totally
is a real mind bender."
It is.
Especially if you have like family dynamic stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And, you know, and again, I'll leave it at that. I haven't even seen the movie, so I couldn't spoil it for you if I tried. But I was like, "But did you like it?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, I liked it." But yeah, that's kind of how I felt.
It's really crazy. It's really, really, really crazy. But like funny and like a really interesting, it sort of like puts this microscope on like humanity in like this interesting way. Like, it's definitely a dark comedy in a lot of ways, but yeah, if you see it, maybe we'll kind of unpack it on the show. And if any of y'all have seen it and want to chat, you know where to find me.
You sure do.
One thing I wanted to mention that I heard this report, and you guys hear us gripe about silly things where we like miss sidewalks and streetlights and other kind of urban comforts because Sarah and I had lived in the city most of our lives. So we're both in the country now. And it's been hard to get used to not having those sort of, I don't know, urban delights. I don't know. I never really want to go out at night because it's like there's everything's so dark. You know, it's just different. It's like you have the ambient city light. If I'm in the city, I could just jump in an Uber and go meet a friend for a drink, you know, and it's no big deal. It's like I'm motivated. But like in the country, it's so dark and like you just get tired and it's like you kind of get up with the sun and you go to, you know, you go to bed early and you're kind of like a, you know, you're on that sort of circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. And so the other day I heard this report that was talking about how slowly but surely, and this isn't news, but like street lights are being replaced by these LED bulbs. And we had just replaced some of our outdoor lights with these sort of kind of like those factory barn lights, you know, that have the arms and they come out. They're kind of cool. But I didn't realize that they're like these LEDs that last like, you know, 40 years. So like you don't change the light bulb out ever. Basically, right. when the light dies, you throw the whole fixture away, which seems really wasteful. And I'm not sure I would have bought them if I knew that. But still, 40 years is a long time.
Sure.
This kind of thing sort of grinds my gears because we already do so much to affect, you know, other ecosystems, you know, just the human impact on the earth. And supposedly, like more and more research, it's really affecting in a very negative way, you know, all kinds of ecosystems, like from confusing birds, you know, the sky is, it has a sky glow to it because of these lights. They're just like extra bright. Insects, you know, sea turtles, amoeba, algae, like things are altering our planet. And it's just very interesting to see how obviously they're more efficient and they're better for climate change. I mean, you know, there's a reason why we're doing it. But who wants our world to look like an interrogation room? I don't. This is a concern. I'm raising a red flag because I've always had this insecurity that I'm not going to be able to find real light bulbs. Like they're just going to go out of production because all these LEDs are going to take over.
This is a fun Heather thing, everybody. Take note. Heather's worried that real light bulbs will go away.
Well, it's true because ever since they've been doing LEDs, which has been going on for a long time, you have to get like the Sun light bulbs or the Edison bulbs,
yeah,
which are like really expensive. Yeah, yeah. It's harder to find the warm light bulbs. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest vulnerabilities has always been my eyes. And so I think lighting for me is, it's just really important. I even when the lights are too low in the house, like at night, you know, like I just need a certain level of light that is warm, you know, and not inappropriately mm-hmm. bright. Well, I just think I wish that there was some happy medium.
A little bit of a smart bulb thing, Heather.
Yeah, I know.
I want to think about that.
But our smart bulbs, those are LEDs, right?
There are smart Edison. Well, they're not like technically Edison bulbs.
The ones that I have
in my house, but they look enough like it,
okay.
And they can go like anything from like the coldest blue light to the warmest, you know, rose light, or you know, and some of them can be any color and you know all sorts.
Well,
of
why
stuff.
Don't they use but, smart bulbs yeah. outside? Why can't they do that?
Oh, they do.
They do.
They're 100%. Yeah. I don't F around with any of that stuff just because I'm like, it's not really my yard anyway.
Yeah.
But no, you have lots of options. I know what you mean, though. In fact, I can think of like many a time that you and I have been not even like it's not like 2 a.m. or anything,
yeah.
but it's like, I don't know, let's say 7 p.m. at a wine bar and mm-hmm. we're getting like a light snack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't see the menu.
Yeah.
Turn the fucking lights up. Like, what are they doing? Like, what is this mood lighting? It's like early.
Mm-hmm, totally. It has to be just right. It just has to be just right. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those nitpicky things. But
even in my own house, I mean, you know, I've definitely like, because I talk to all my lights. All my lights have names and, you know, there's all sorts of like different variations you could do. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, sometimes like someone else will be like, it's like really bright in here. Can we turn off that light? And I'm like, oh, do you not like that light? I love that light.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like too much, Sarah. Too much light.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I like the variety of lights.
I think the smart light thing is great. It's just another piece of technology I have to, you know, it's the learning curve. And I mean, I know it's probably not that, that hard, but, you know, I know it's in my future, Sarah. I know it is. But I'm not there quite yet. Right now, I really do have a lot of Edison bulbs. And I like those a lot. Those are, they last forever too. They're quite efficient. They don't burn out like regular bulbs. I mean, some of these Edison bulbs I've had for many, many, many years, and they just don't easily burn out.
I might just gift you a couple of bulbs. I'll tell you. Like, like, trust me, I started with one and I was like, okay, like in the living, this is like 4 or 5 years ago. In the living room, like there's like the one bulb that I can like talk to, you know, using, you know, a smart speaker or even like, you know, my, you know, iPhone app. And I was like, this is amazing.
I remember when you first installed them and I was like, kind of like, ooh, like I definitely was interested.
Yeah. There were like, okay. Just so lazy. Like, this is like, even if you're like, who even cares about lighting? I don't care about lighting that much.
I care.
What if you were to just be like, I'm very tired. It's late. Maybe I like snoozed on the couch for a minute. I want to go to bed. And then you're like, oh crap. I forgot to turn off the lights in the living room. You just say like, yo,
I love that.
You don't say it exactly that way, but you know what I mean. Like that kind of stuff is like, oh, this has become kind of like easy and fun.
Yeah.
Then you get into routines where it's like at, you know, 30 minutes before sunset every night, I want my lights to come up 50%.
I love
and
that.
And then I could like
you program
add another
it.
Routine that, yeah, you program it and, you know, it just like pulls from data from the internet and like does its thing. You don't have to like do anything after you do it. And then it's like, and after sunset, gradually over the next 20 minutes, I want the lights to come up full or maybe just a couple of the lights and the other ones stay at 50%.
I love that because I'm often on the couch, like comfy with like animals on me, and I want to dim the lights or I want to turn them up a little bit, like the ones behind me, but I don't want to get up.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect example, Sarah.
Lots of options for you, Heather.
Thanks, Lanes.
Well, so speaking of options, real quick, because we're, you know, we have a couple of emails that we want to get through. Good feedback from y'all. But I wanted to ask you, Heather, how your Apple Watch life is going, because I know that you got one recently. You had an early edition of an Apple Watch, and Watch OS, which is the software that runs it, has changed significantly. And rumor has it from the Apple people out there that Apple will be announcing a pretty significant update to the latest version of Watch OS,
of which course
should be they OS. Are. WatchOS 15, which would be at WWDC, which happens in June. So it's right around the corner. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of ask how it was going.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. And you know, one thing just right off the battery life is so significantly better. It's like I can wear it almost all day and I have little breaks where I'm like, okay, I'm going to charge it because I like to wear it at night because I want it to track my sleep. Some nights I forget, you know, it's plugged in and so I don't wear it at night. And so I miss a few nights, but most of the time I do have it on at night. You know, I'm kind of lazy about, I'll go on a walk or I'll do yoga or I'll do, you know, some kind of activity and I kind of forget to like start it. And then I'm like, ah, shoot, like I didn't record my activity. And then it's like, you didn't close your rings today at the end of the day. I'm like, yes, I did, you know, but sometimes I can just be forgetful or lazy about that. But I love it. I really do. And it's, you know, there's times when like last night my phone was blowing up and I was watching a movie and I took my watch off because it's just like, bzz, 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 you know, I was on some thread.
Yeah,
and
yeah, right.
You know,
right,
it can be a little bit of a nuisance, but for the most part, it's just...
Which you could turn off.
Exactly.
But like, sometimes you're just like, nah, I don't want
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I think I could still like dive a little deeper into what it has to offer me. Like I really like to, for example, I mean, like I use all the basic stuff, you know, the weather, the activity, the timers, messages, you know, the sleep, And I wish the sleep was a little more robust, because it's like you don't, you only see these graphs, but it doesn't really like break it down for you. Like I'd like to have a little bit more sleep data personally.
That's what I used to like about the Fitbit ecosystem, which I haven't used since I got an Apple Watch. The Apple Watch does something similar, but yeah, there's a little, like I would, when I used to wear my Versa 2, which was a Fitbit wearable, in the morning, like it would be like, here's how much REM you had, here's where you got up, here's, you know, when you were like in deep sleep, here's where you were in like in whatever they call between like deep and REM sleep, like mid sleep, like all are important. But like, here's where like you're, you know, failing a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you're not deep sleeping enough.
Yeah. Or I want you're not REM context, sleeping enough. I guess would be really nice.
Yeah. Cause it's like, you know, like when we wake up in the morning and we're like, why did I have that crazy dream? It's like a lot of that stuff is restorative.
I actually,
like your brain needs to like put pieces of puzzles back together.
I really wish it could pull. I mean, yeah, with everything happening with AI, you would think that it could tap into our brains and like pull out. Cause like, I can't tell you how many times I cannot, like my dream just slips away and I know that I had this incredible adventure. Like this morning I woke up to this Justin Bieber song. Dude, I don't really listen to Justin Bieber, but it was a song that my yoga teacher played kind of ironically in class. And it's a cute song. It's actually kind of a great song. And it was just like in my head all day. And it was like in my dream and everything. And I'm like, I can't remember what I was actually doing in the dream. And it was kind of bugging me. Like, you know, I would like a little more context on that front. I also would like to use the walkie-talkie. I'm not really sure how that works, but that sounds really fun.
Well, just think you and Elijah could be on opposite sides of the property and just be like, yo, where are you?
I love that idea. He doesn't have a watch. He doesn't even have, he's an Android, so that's not going to work. But
there's probably, well, anyway, yeah.
I wonder story if there's for a, another time. Yeah, I wonder if there's a way to do that. But no, I'm into it. I'm into it. I, you know, I have a couple more days left to sign up for Apple Care. I'm kind of like, kind of go back and forth on that. If any of y'all have any advice on that, email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Do you get Apple Care and why, and or why not?
Yeah. Yeah. If you even use anything Apple. Yeah. That is so like, I'm having like, I would call it deja vu, but it's not deja vu. It was a dream I had recently, Heather. I don't even know if it was last night or the night before. The nights all blend together to me these days. Mm-hmm. But it was, I don't think it was you, but it was a conversation I had with somebody where like I had like dropped my iPhone, my Apple Watch, and scratched the surface. Not like to the point where it wouldn't work anymore, where I was like, eh, it's fine. Someone was like, well, that's what Apple Care is for. And I was like, well, I've never paid for Apple Care. And they were like, what?
Wow.
I dreamt this. Like, what the hell, man?
That's crazy.
I mean, what? Like, dreams are supposed to be like fun. Like, I'm a dragon and I'm flying. Like, not like, hey, do you have Apple Care?
Oh, no. I have weird, like, I'm constantly on my phone, like, texting and trying to, like, field messages on my phone in dreams. It's really weird how tech has infiltrated our dreams. But that's a story for maybe another episode.
Indeed. What we do want to do in this episode is highlight some of your emails, feedback in general, not just emails, because you have a few ways to do it. And we, you know, we say in every episode, please give us feedback because we want to know what
resonates.
You think, what resonates with you. Yeah. So before we do that, just a real quick reminder that we are patron supported. We are a community supported show. It's just Heather and I, two little ladies doing our thing. And we very, 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 very much appreciate all support that you can give us. If you'd like to know more about supporting us, to get an ad-free version of the show, etc., etc., go to patreon.com/havesuchagoodday. Heather, who is our first email from?
Steven. And he was writing in about I was talking, I think it was like last episode, and I was talking about my subscription woes, you know, just like all these subscriptions that I have that I can't keep track of. So he wrote in and said, hey, I heard about this potential solution to Heather's subscription issues, a subscription to something like Truebill. And, you know, I've heard of this. I haven't tried it myself. He heard it on DTNS. I assume that's the episode number. and
4263. Yes.
Oh man,
we've done quite a few of them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And some banks also offer this service to their customers. That is interesting. I definitely want to look that up. I've heard about this Truebill thing. You know, it kind of reminds me of Sarah. I remember way back when some of the first password apps came up. It was like 1Password or
managers.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And like I loved the concept, and I did it for a while, and then it just kind of broke and I stopped using it, and then it just kind of felt really messy all of a sudden, and then I stopped managing it. It's just like something else to manage. You know, so I'd rather just like suffer and not remember my passwords, I guess. But it's sort of the same thing. It's like, I'll have to check out what this, you know, subscription service would be like. Because again, it's another subscription service. But thank you for writing in. I will definitely check it out and report back.
For sure. Yeah. I don't use Truebill, Stephen, but I have heard of it on the exact show that I work on outside of the show. So yeah, thank you for the reminder. I recently just went through my bank's online bill pay stuff. Like, I had accounts in there for like the water bill, mm-hmm. for like a city I haven't lived in, and you know,
totally.
And then, like, even if I like go back to that city, it's like I'll just have a new account, mm-hmm. you know, just clean it up.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, so as far as emails, Paul also wrote in. He said, first off, condolences to you and your boyfriend, Heather. Paul was talking about the passing of Frank.
Frank the dog.
We talked about Frank last the tank. Week. Frank the tank. Paul says, the old saying goes that all dogs go to heaven. And I'll add to that is, if there are more of them than there are humans, that checks out. Paul... 100%. You know, it's I hadn't asked you, Heather, you know, at least on the show, you know, how everybody's doing, not having a family member in the house.
Yeah, you know, it's I'll just say, like, in a nutshell, it is so much stranger than I expected. I mean, just, you know, the pitter-patter of his little toes, and just he was such a tiny dog, but he really had a big presence. And mm-hmm. you know, we have him, you know, buried in the back, and we have like little, like, we put all these rocks around his little, you know, his little grave and flowers, and we visit him.
Yeah,
and
you gave him, right. gave him a nice send off.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, we were looking at pictures last night, these ones that I had never seen before of when he was like a little pup. And yeah, I mean, he's still really strong in spirit, and we're hanging
he's still
tough.
With you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Paul also wrote, he was talking about the fact that I've been talking about moving for a while. So, Paul, now you know the latest. But he said, Sarah, you're justified in your feelings about the new property signage and the accompanying neighborhood talk. So if you didn't listen to our show last week, you know, there was a for sale sign that went up outside my property, unbeknownst to me until afterwards, where I was like, oh, God. And then a few of my neighbors who, you know, they have my number for a variety of reasons, because we all look out for each other. We're like, what the fuck? What's happening? Where are you going?
I'm
like,
nosy knaves.
Girl, I don't know. Yep, I'll let you know. But I think now we do know. So that's from Paul. And then finally.
This makes me, this brought
one's
me
my
so
favorite.
Much joy. Okay, it should really we split did. It up?
Sure. You want to take the first
half? Yeah,
I'll
take the first half. Okay, so this is, so I had mentioned I've resurrected our Instagram. Like I've said before, Sarah and I aren't the best marketers, not because it's so fun once you do it, but it takes time. Everything takes time. So I just thought, why not? I'm going to just try to resurrect it and see if I can, you know, kind of build an audience. And Nanette wrote in on our Instagram on a posting that I had posted about a previous episode. And she said, and it was a photograph of Sarah and I from way back when. I mean, 10 plus years. it was a long time ago. We still kind of looked the same, but we were dressed as we had mustaches on. It was just a bit we were doing. And she said.
Yeah. Like, I love how Heather's like, I mean, we more or less looked like ourselves, but we were
we
wearing
also looked
mustaches.
Like dudes, yeah. We were doing a version of a show that we were on back then called Dude Siren. It was part of a show called Pop Siren. It was just this silly little bit we did. It was very fun, though.
Yeah.
It was a really fun show.
It was well received.
It was my favorite episode of that whole thing. But she just, I got such joy from this. She said, "You ladies don't look like your voices at all to me. I pictured you so differently and definitely not blonde." And then she says, "Honestly, Sarah, with your husky voice, you were for sure a brunette, middle part and cool ass glasses for the computer screen only. And you, oh, and then you don't wear leggings as clothes. And Heather was a dark ashy blonde with short, almost pixie hair and tall and thin. Who does wear leggings?" Okay, sorry, you finish it, Sarah.
It's fine. No, it's great.
I love the description.
I mean, every time I read this, I just laugh. Mm-hmm. Nanette says, "I love seeing your actual pics, though. Would love to see your pets. You're always talking about. Love your podcast. Longtime listener. Thank you."
So cute.
First of all, thank you, Nanette. And I guess I haven't plugged his Instagram in a while, but my dog is on Instagram, and he's kind of a big deal. Otis Redding Lane is his account. If for any reason you have a hard time finding it, you can just go to mine, Sarah Lane, and I have his account in my link in bio.
And our show Instagram is at HSGD Show.
Indeed,
it's
it is.
The acronym and the word show, all one word. So follow us if you don't.
So, okay. So here's, you know, we could go on and on about this, Heather, but I know we don't have a ton of time. But I love, like, anytime. So this happens to me, but the entire adult career I've ever had, at least, you know, it sort of a front facing camera career, people either say, "Oh my gosh, I thought you were so much taller,"
yeah,
"because of your voice, or because I saw you on TV and you just seem so much taller." Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's so weird because I'm so not tall.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the shortest person, you know, known to man, but like, I'm a little lady.
You are a little lady.
I'm a pocket
lady. I love that like I wear yoga pants, but you don't. Like, she pictured me with yoga.
I know, which is like, I mean, I think we both do.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
totally.
Nanette, trust me, I'm wearing the yoga pants.
Same.
Out
Samesies.
And about. In fact, I am in full on pajama pants right now because you all can't see me and they are comfy.
Nice.
And that's what I'm doing.
Nice. Because you look kind of buttoned up at the top, though. You're wearing like a
highly
sweater.
Highly unflattering, to be honest. They really, like, I'm like, oh, gosh. They're not, you know, if I'm going out in public in these, like I've
you don't
really
do
just
it.
Thrown in the towel, yeah, on the day. But but I think so. And people, Heather and I have joked about this before, like people used to get us confused because,
yeah,
we were friends and we
laughed
don't
a lot.
Look that much alike, but like enough alike that like people would call Heather Sarah,
yeah,
and me Heather, you know, kind of thing. But like, I feel like your voice is huskier than
I
mine.
Know. See, I do too. Maybe she thinks I'm you.
Nanette may be confused. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. But yeah, it's really fun. It kind of comes back to how I've always felt, where I only do this, you know, under duress. Mm. But like, I will look up a, you know, popular radio host. Mm,
yeah.
Or somebody who does a podcast where I'm like, do I want to know what you look like? Probably,
yeah,
not, but like, I have to do it anyway. Uh-huh. And then I look at them and I'm like, ah, oh, God,
I know.
Damn.
It's like a huge mistake.
You don't look anything. You don't look anything like I thought you looked like. And now I have to like think about what you look like.
I know.
Every time.
Well, hopefully, I mean, I don't know how you can, well, you can obviously stalk us on the interwebs. But I remember back in the early days of the internet, you would Google my name, not that I was like famous or anything, but we were doing like, you know, internet shows, and
sure,
I was very involved in the internet. I had like an early Twitter account and all the things. And now it's like you Google my name and it's just like, who are all these bitches? Like, I was used to be the only one, and the internet blew up and now everybody's, mm, yeah, it's, yeah,
indeed,
it's unfortunate.
Indeed. Yeah, early adopter.
Yep.
That's, you know, the plight.
I know.
The plight of the early adopter.
I still get people, like just lately, you know, I tell people my email and it's like, well, I won't say what it is. I won't blow up my spot. But people are like so impressed with my email because it's sort of like an early, it's a clean,
yeah,
email. I don't have any like wacky numbers. And anyway, I will zip it.
No, I know how you feel, Heath. And Nanette, I love the fact that you were like, you just don't look like, you know, I thought Sarah was like some brunette.
With glasses.
You know, wearing glasses. I mean, I actually do wear glasses if I have to take my contacts out. Like,
that's such a great description.
But just like, yeah, like I kind of like, I get what you thought I looked like. And I just sort of love that I'm like, no, just a little blonde lady doing my thing.
Just a little lady. On that note, Sarah.
On that note, we're going to go ahead and sign off on episode 188. Glad to have you all along for the ride. And we will see you next week for episode 189.
Almost in the 90th.
What will happen in the meantime?
Oof. Only good things, Sarah. Only good things.
Only the wind knows.
I will remain Heather in the meantime.
And I will be Sarah forever.
Have such a good day. That's an order.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.